This is a dictation of patient Wayne Little, W-A-Y-N-E-L-I-T-T-L-E. Date of service is 9/17/2024. Date of birth 6/30/1969. Date of accident is 6/26/2029. Wayne Little is a 55-year-old African male who is visiting us as a new patient. Allegedly, he reported that he was a front seat passenger and was hit on a T-bone fashion on the passenger side. He was traveling as a restaurant driver. The impact caused various chief symptoms: pain in the right shoulder, pain in the right hand, three fingers, 1, 2, 3, as the main issues. He reported that his fingers feel numb since the accident. The right shoulder pain is between 3 to 5, and he is only able to lift his arm not more than 100 degrees in forward flexion and abduction. Regarding the automobile accident, on 6/26/2024, around 11:30 p.m. to 12 a.m., patient was traveling as a restaurant driver alone in a Pontiac G6 GT car, 15 to 20 hours, miles per hour, on Ford Road, westbound. He was west of the Evergreen. He reported that two cars were racing and they lost control and spun several times and were traveling more than 80 miles an hour. And he himself was trying to make a Michigan U-turn to turn around on the road at the same time. And the other car hit his front seat passenger side on the T-bone, and it made his car spun several times. The patient reported that he was wearing seatbelt. The airbags were not deployed. There was no loss of consciousness. It was not a hit-and-run accident. The police arrived at the scene. Ambulance did not arrive at the scene. Patient was not taken to the hospital by the ambulance, but he went to the hospital, Henry Ford Hospital, Dearborn, a week later, and on the day of accident also by family. He only had some exam and some x-rays, and no CT scan. The patient reports that his car was completely totaled in this accident. Whole front side was completely gone, bumper, hood, front windshield, completely broken, dashboard was broken. And in the injury, he cannot remember anything. His car spin around and he was bracing the steering wheel very hard. And he remembers just injuring his shoulder and nothing else beyond that, right shoulder. Patient has no headaches, no symptoms of TBI. He specifically denies having any dizziness, vertigo, loss of balance, loss of consciousness, seizures, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, or focus problem. No history of any vision problem, ear problem, and no taste problem or smell problem. There's no TMJ problem, no saddle anesthesia, no incontinence of the urine bowel, no history of any lightheadedness, numbness, no lethargy, no difficulty walking, fatigue. Some weaknesses reported. ADLs are not majorly affected beyond 3. Kindly review the record for the rest of the history and the ADLs as well as the initial history of pain. After the accident, patient started feeling severe pain in the right shoulder. Currently, it is between 3 to 5, and he is unable to lift the arm beyond 100 degrees of abduction and forward flexion. And he has a numbness and tingling of the right thumb, index finger, and middle fingers constantly. Other than that, he denies any pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, or any headache or any other issues at this time. No shooting pain, no radiculopathy, radiation are reported. Pain is several times a week and is felt as sharp and gnawing, and 5 on a scale of 1 to 10, 2 to 5. ADLs are affected 4. In the modified factor, patient report that his pain is worsened by lying down and improved by nothing. So far, he has had only x-rays, and no other treatment has been afforded to him. He was referred by his attorney. Please review the records for the system review and for surgical history, allergies history, family history, legal history, smoking, and personal history. Please review that. And he is a retired police officer. He works at Henry Ford Police Office Station. And in the physical examination, the blood pressure is 217 over 131, pulse is 80. Pulse ox is 100, height 5'8", weight is 256. 55-year-old African-American male. Average built and nutrition alert oriented, cooperative and conscious with no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonic here. And patient sitting comfortably with no sign of any distress, shortness of breath or severe pain cases. No overt anxiety or lethargy is present. Patient has a good attitude, demeanor, and is able to walk very well without any dependent, any adaptive devices. Rest of the exam, general exam, neurological, psychiatric, and musculature examination is negative. Gait is normal. Musculoskeletal examination is completely normal. Please use the template to type it. All the maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain are negative. Extremities examination is positive on the right side. Right shoulder examination reveals a normally appearing shoulder with no dislocation, fracture, no contusion or tenderness is noticed. Muscle strength is 5x5. The patient is a strong man. Active motion is limited to 100 degrees of abduction and forward flexion due to the pain that appears after 100 degrees. Other than that, the Hawken-Kennedy test was found positive. And speed test and near test and a beer test are all positive. Anterior posterior apprehension was positive. And drop arm test was negative. In the wrist examination was almost completely normal with normal grip, normal circulation. No atrophy of thinner prominence is noticed. No swelling deviation, no laceration, except for positive signal sign and saline sign are positive, leading to a possibility of carpotunnel. But other than that, there is no finding. Rest of the exam, rest of the extremities are completely normal. Diagnosis? In general, V8 9.2 X60. Upper extremity, right shoulder, M25.511, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D, M79.641, G56.0. Plan of care comes from the template, and treatment plan is as follows. The physical therapy is ordered to the right shoulder and also to the neck 2 times a week with traction and massage at his choice place. Physical disability has been ordered light duty job 7 hours, 7 days with 5 pound lifting limit. His labs have been reviewed, labs have been ordered, and the patient is otherwise in compliance. Medication-wise, no medicines are provided. Patient didn't need it any. No pain medications are provided. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Refer to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI, other imaging records, no medical records are available. Interventional, but have been ordered to release. Interventional pain procedures, none are required at this time. Surgical options, none. Refer to neuropsych, none. Attended care caseworker, none. Investigations. We will order an MRI of the right shoulder at a later date. DMEs are provided. Education, just follow visit in 15 days. And direct contact, yes. Thank you.